Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi allazina istafa. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنه كان توابا صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed the people of Iman with the name At-Tawwab. At-Tawwab is one of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The scholars have defined for us many meanings so that we understand the meaning of At-Tawwab. The first meaning of Tawwab is that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gives the tawfiq for tawbah. Tawfiq as in the ability. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires in the heart so that individual turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in repentance. So whenever he has done something that is wrong, it is Allah who gives him the tawfiq, the ability to do a U-turn. And so tawwab means that it is Allah who gives that ability to that person to return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Literally, the meaning of Tawwab has been explained as the acceptor of repentance. Allah is the acceptor of repentance. The second meaning of Tawwab, the scholars have mentioned, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your dua, your repentance, not once, twice, thrice, four times, five times, 10 times. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that tawwab who will accept your tawbah, your repentance infinitely. 100 times you break your promise, you break your pledge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then you come back to Allah, Allah is there to accept your tawbah. Again you break your pledge, and then you return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is there to accept your tawbah. That is the meaning of tawwab. Your father will forgive you 10 times, but then he will say, now I will not take this. Your mother will forgive you 20 times, but then she will say, now I will not accept this. The wife will forgive you for any wrong that you do, but if you do it all the time, she'll say, pack up and go. Pack up and go. The same thing for the husband. But it is only Allah who is Tawwab. Subhanallah. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in one day you can commit 100 sins. But with sincerity, with remorse, you come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even 100 times, Rabbul Alameen is there to accept your tawbah. The third meaning of Tawwab, as explained by the scholars, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has left the doors of Tawbah open for you 24 hours. This is the meaning of Tawwab, that the doors of Tawbah are open for you 24 hours. It might be 1 o'clock in the morning and you need to phone your friend, you might think twice. He's your very close friend, but will I disturb him at 1 o'clock? It can be your father, it can be your mother, it can be your brother. You might think twice, 2 o'clock in the morning, should I phone him? What do I do? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I am Tawwab. It can be 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m., 4 p.m., 2 p.m., 2:30, 1:30. January, February, March, April, Muharram, whatever the month, whatever the day, whatever the hour, whatever the minute, seconds, turn to me any time and I am all yours. I will accept your dua, subhanallah. That is the meaning of Tawwab. Tawwab. Now, we need to also understand, respected brothers, Tawwab comes in the Quran approximately 10 times. The very famous verse of the Quran, in fact surat of the Quran, Surah Nasr. إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. And pronounce the purity and the praise of your Lord. فَسَبِّحْ, and pronounce the purity and the praise of your Lord. وَاسْتَغْفِرْهُ. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has been told here, and seek forgiveness. إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. The same name of Allah. إِنَّهُ كَانَ تَوَّابًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever relenting. Allah is ever relenting. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is there all the time, waiting for a person that he comes to me and he repents. That is the meaning of a tawwab. Now when a person becomes a tawwab, when a person becomes a tawwab, what it means is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed him. His soul is a blessed soul. He is the most fortunate individual. And a tawwab means that person who continuously will repent and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will continuously turn to Allah and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is tawwab. Now, why is he very fortunate? Because when a person repents all the time to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. يُحِبُّ means, أَحَبَّ يُحِبُّ means to love. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love you, those that are from the tawwab, those that immediately turn to Allah and repent. Now my respected brothers, if we knew our date of death, if we knew our date of death, then things would have been different, that perhaps somebody might think that, okay, you know what, 1 month before my death, I shall do tawbah with sincerity and Allah is there to forgive me. And before my death, that 1 month will be that I will be a very, very, very pious man. But Sharia tells us, because we don't know the date of death, we don't know the date of death. And so we should always be on our toes and making sure that we continuously to do tawbah and repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You might have heard this 12-year-old boy, brother Arshad from Barbados, just got the message now. The father passed away 2 weeks ago. And he is a talib-e-ilm, a student. And he's only 12 years of age. Father passed away two weeks ago. And now death comes to a son, the young boy who is only 12 years of age. It can be any one of us. It could have been any one of us. Are we ready? Are we ready? Mera neighbor tha, non-Muslim. Just recently, 1 week ago, I saw him. Not even touching 50. And every time I met him, I said to him, when will you become a Muslim? When will you become a Muslim? You know, both of my neighbors, I always say, you know, when will you become a Muslim? At least that is my haqq and farz to say that. So every time I saw him, I says, when will you become a Muslim? Don't you want to be a Muslim and worship Allah? And so he would say, right now, I'm not prepared for Islam. I'm not prepared for Islam. Just a few days ago when I went, got into the street, police, ambulance, everybody. This man was living alone. He died in his dwelling in the house upstairs perhaps 3 or 4 days ago. And nobody knew about it. Malakul Maut came, nobody knew about it. This is the beauty of Islam. Islam teaches you this family system. This family system. That you have to be in that company, in that environment. Don't be like those that are ungrateful. And they think that, you know what, I can say goodbye to my parents. And I can say goodbye to everyone. And I will, you know, entirely depend on myself. And I can do this and I can do that. And I will have people who are going to support me. Nobody takes the place of your family. Nobody takes the place of that Muslim community that is surrounding you. Nobody. Bichara intiqal, passed away. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Death comes anytime. That is why constantly Allah is reminding us, Tawwab. Don't forget, I am Tawwab. I am Tawwab. I am there to listen to you anytime. No matter what you have done. No matter what you have done. I am there. And if you become a tawwab, the one who is in the habit of doing tawbah all the time, then you will become my beloved. Can you imagine? Who are we? Are we worthy? But Allah Pak is saying, you will become a beloved to me. I will love you. You will be blessed with this special love. I will look after you. That is why in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kullu bani Adam khatta'un, that every son of Adam is sinful. Every son of Adam is sinful. Wa khayrul khatta'in at-tawwabun. But the best from amongst the sinners, the best from amongst the sinners, At-tawwabun, that person who is quickly going to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Quickly turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to repent. Always get into that habit, especially the youth that are here, subhanallah. We should be in the habit of asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, who is there to protect us? Who is there to bless us with the blessings that we desire? Who gives us everything? Everything today that we have, if it's wealth that we have, that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it is health that we have, that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if there is a mistake and you slip and you do something wrong, then immediately turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and repent. There is one very amazing hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ma min abdin. That there is none from amongst the people of Iman that yakhruju min bayni aynayhi dumu'un, and they shed tears. They shed tears. And in the hadith it comes wa in kana mithla ra'si dhubab وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْلَ رَأْسِ الذُّبَابِ, that if the tear that comes out from the eye is equivalent to the head of a fly. It is equivalent to the head of the fly. Now, how big is the head of the fly? Very small. The fly is small. The head of the fly is very small. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, إِلَّا حَرَّمَهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى النَّارِ, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect him from Jahannam. But there is a condition, مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ, that the tears that came out were sincere. It was due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Due to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will protect an individual. So we need to start changing ourselves from a very young age. Subhanallah. We need to do this U-turn. We have to now understand that things have to change very, very quickly. And get into the habit of doing tawbah regularly. Tawbah is very, very powerful. Very powerful. Another meaning of tawwab that the scholars have mentioned, and this is something that we need to understand, is that it is only Allah who can forgive your sins. Your peer, your murshid, your scholars, they have no power to forgive your sins. They can't forgive your sins. That is only the prerogative of Allah Pak. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ. It is only Allah who does qabool, accepts the tawbah. Nobody else. Who can say that, okay, you have committed that sin, and then come to me, and I will do something, and Allah will forgive you. It doesn't work that way. This is exclusively for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Christians and the Jews were deluded by this. And the people would come to the high priest and give them some gifts and hadaya. And the priest would then say that, okay, you know what, make a confession and that is it. And he will pray and he will do something. And it is assumed that all sins are forgiven. All sins are forgiven. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. And unfortunately, this attitude is also amongst some of the Muslim community, which is shirk. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Hazrat Hussain radiyallahu ta'ala an, he is a grandson of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A very powerful companion. Sahaba are the most elite. But this authority is not even given to the companions, let alone any other individuals. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who holds this power, that Allah can forgive your sins. That is why in the Quran it comes, غَافِرِ الذَّمْ وَقَابِلِ التَّوْبِ. Allah is غَافِرِ الذَّمْ, the one who will forgive your sins and the one who will accept your tawbah. Now, this does not mean, of course, that, you know, certain individuals can't make dua for you. Of course not. Subhanallah. There are people in this world, and we should be in the habit of making dua for each other, because this is also in the hadith. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the dua of parents is accepted. The dua of a musafir is accepted. The dua of one Muslim brother for another Muslim brother, that is also accepted. So we should be in the habit of making dua. That is good and fine. But for someone to think that by so and so person making dua, or for my connection with that person, it means that I am infallible and I am free from sins and that everything has been washed away, this is from shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. But of course, the more you save yourself from guna and sins, the more the chances are that Allah will accept your dua immediately. I was reading a kitab, and Hazrat Sheikh Maulana Zulfikar Sahib was saying that when he was studying in the university, he's a qualified engineer. So when he was studying in the university, there was a very pious man whose name, people knew him. He was from Mirpur. He was from Mirpur. Dr. Sahab, Mirpur to jante ka? He was from Mirpur. And they called him Sheikh Babuji Abdullah. This was the name, Sheikh Babuji Abdullah. A very pious man. And he was known to be Mustajabud Da'wat. He was known to be Mustajabud Da'wat. So there are people in the hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned many supplications. That if a person makes this dua, ustujib, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept his dua, ism-i-azam. Allahumma inni as'aluka bi annaka antallah al-wahid as-samad. Al-Wahid, Al-Ahad, Al-Samad, Al-Ladhi lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. So many dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka bi anna laka alhamd, la ilaha illa ant, Al-Hannan, Al-Mannan, Badi'u as-Samawat, Wal-Ard, Ya Hayyu Ya Kayyum, Dhul Jalal, Wal-Ikram. These are all the names. La ilaha illa ant subhanak. Allahumma inni abduka wabnu abdik wabnu amatik nasiyati biyadik. So many dua that are mentioned. That if you make and read this dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your dua. And so, Hazrat Babuji was a man who was known that mustajab. But his mustajab dua was in a different way. It is said that if he made dua that, Ya Allah, let this person make the ziyarat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his dream, immediately that person would be given the ziyarat of Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa Ajib. This is what he was known for. So if he lifted up his hands and he made dua Allah Pak, this person. And he would of course look at that person. Sheikh Zulfiqar says that we were young and studying. And once a man came to me who was from the Tabligh Jamaat movement. Hamare Tabligh Jamaat people who go for Jamaat. Tabligh. And he was the Amir of the Jamaat. So he came to Maulana Zulfiqar Sahib and he said, Hazrat, you know, I have read so many adhkar, so many times I read Durood Sharif. You know, I am really desperate to see Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in my dream. I'm very eager. Before my death, I would want to see Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Perhaps you might know of any wada'if that you can tell me. So Maulana Zulfiqar Sahib said, okay. And then Hazrat took this man, Amir of Jamaat Tabligh, to Sheikh Babuji, Abdullah. And he was sitting there. And Hazrat said to him that this is what this man wants, that, you know, ziyarat is given to him by Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Remember, a man can make dua for another man. This is different. So Hazrat lifted up his hands. Maulana Zulfiqar Sahib says, the dua was only for 30 seconds. The dua was only for 30 seconds. And Hazrat lifted up the hands and made dua. 30 seconds and put the hands down again. And then they went home. Next day for Fajr Salah, this man Amir Sahib came smiling. And he met Maulana Zulfiqar Sahib and he said, Hazrat, in the night, ziyarat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was made. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed me our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you will also get people like this in this dunya that we live in. And they are from amongst the ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very, very pious. Very, very pious. Incredibly pious. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives that person this honor. And then the Shaykh said that once Hazrat Babuji had fever, so we came to do his khidmat. And then Maulana Zulfiqar was well acquainted. So Shaykh Babuji said, Zulfiqar idhar aao. So they called, Maulana Zulfiqar sahab came. He says, ha Zulfiqar, I'm not well today. But I'm asking you, lift up your hands and make dua whatever you want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I'm also going to make dua. Mawlana Zulfiqar Sahib said that, you know, this is an opportunity that is given once in a lifetime. Once in a lifetime. So Hazrat says that I made for myself dua for 10 things. I made for myself dua for 10 things. And after that, Hazrat put his hands down. Mawlana Zulfiqar later on in his life, he writes a lot of kitabs and he says, Alhamdulillah, from the 10, 9 Allah has already accepted. From the 10, 9 Allah Pak has already accepted. And I am hoping also the 10th will be accepted at the time of death. At the time of death. There is ishara that possibly he is talking about khatima bil khair. Khatima bil khair, that dua. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is there to forgive our sins. And there is a difference between tawbah and istighfar. Tawbah means that in the future you will be alert and you pledge to Allah that, Ya Allah, in the future I am alert and I will try not to disobey you. And istighfar means that you seek refuge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of your past sins. So you want to delete your past history. That everything that you have done, Ya Allah, forgive that. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in sajda, he made this amazing dua. Allahumma ighfir li dhanbi kullahu, diqqahu wa jillahu, awwalahu wa akhirahu, wa alaniyatahu wa sirrahu. What a powerful dua. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taken in everything. Allahumma ighfir li dhanbi kullahu, diqqahu wa jillahu, awwalahu wa akhirahu, wa alaniyatahu wa sirrahu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq that we also become people who are going to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A lot of the Muslims are just shy. Subhanallah, you know, some of the youth are shy. Why? Never be shy. Ask Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give it to you. Make it a habit. Even if you are in the masjid, shaitan will say to you, oh, don't worry. You know, when I go home, that's the time I will make dua. When I'm in the bed alone sleeping, that is the time I will make dua for 15 minutes. This is all from shaitan. No. Don't delay. Make the dua now. Repent to Allah now. And ask Him that, Allah, you are tawwab. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept. Just to conclude, respected brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to the makhluk that was up there in the heavens, usjudu li Adam, fasajadu illa Iblis. That make sajda to Adam. And the Quran says everyone did sajda except for Iblis. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Iblis, ma mana'aka alla tasjuda idh amartuk. Now what prevents you from doing sajda when the command comes from me? I gave that amr and that order that you do sajda. What stops you? مَا مَنَعَكَ أَلَّا تَسْجُدَ إِذْ أَمَرْتُكَ قَالَ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ. And he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am better than Adam. خَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ تِين خَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ تِين خَلَقْتَهُ مِنْ تِين. That Allah, you created him from soil. وَخَلَقْتَنِي مِنْ نَار. And you created me from fire. So I am therefore better. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, Fakhruj. You know, get out from here. فَإِنَّكَ رَجِيم. You are the accursed one. وَإِنَّ عَلَيْكَ لَعْنَتِي إِلَى يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. And my curse is on you until the day of Qiyamah. La'nat is on you until the day of Qiyamah. Now, brothers, you will know that sometimes when a person is there and he is about to be put to death, he is about to be put to death, then the judge might say that, do you have any last wishes? Do you have any last wishes? And sometimes they'll say, okay, this is what I want to eat, or this is what I want for my menu. Allahu Akbar. So shaitan knew and he said, okay, you know, for me, I am going to go to Jahannam anyway. So he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, anzirni ila yawmi yub'athun. Anzirni ila yawmi yub'athun. Give me mohlat, a chance, respite until the day of Qiyamah. Allah said, innaka minal munzareen. Okay, I give you time. Until the day of Qiyamah. Such arrogance that in the court of Allah he said, wala tajidu aktharahum shakirin. That Bari Ta'ala, you will find many from the people that they will be ungrateful to you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to him, inna ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultan. Inna ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultan. Understand that those who are my sincere servants, you will have no power over them. Sultan means power. You will have no power over them. That is why the king sometimes is called Sultan. You will not have any power over them. And khair, everything that was happening, Adam alayhi salatu was salam witnessed this communication. And then he started panicking and he got scared. And he said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Bari Ta'ala, how is it possible for my children to defend themselves from shaitan? Number one, shayateen have more children than human beings. They are more in numbers than insan. Shayateen are more in numbers, jinns are more in numbers than insan. Number two, shaitan is invisible. You know, imagine fighting something that is invisible. How hard is that? How can you fight something that is invisible? And then number three, he said, Bari Ta'ala, shaitan is someone that who does not get tired. He does not sleep. And he, in his nature, is very persistent. Very persistent. Whatever he wants, he will push, and he will push, and he will push. He will make the mindset of that person. And so what is there for me and my children? Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Adam alayhi salam, Adam, I am going to give you the most powerful weapon. I am going to give you the most powerful weapon. He is invisible. You can't see him, more in numbers, whatever the case. The most powerful weapon that I give you is that from amongst your children, anybody who does anything wrong, and if they come to me in repentance with remorse, in repentance with remorse, I will forgive all the sins, and I will delete the sins also from his Namai Amal, book of deeds. Book of deeds. But the condition is that he has to repent. And then number two, Allah said to him, Adam, take the glad tidings. Not only will I forgive all of his sins, but the sins that he has committed, that will be transformed into good deeds. How merciful is Allah Pak. The zina that you did, the guna that you did, the alcohol that you drank, every vice that you can think of, if you come to Allah with sincerity and you are a repenter, and you have remorse, all the evil that you did, Allah changes the sayyi'at into hasanat. And when shaitan heard this, he gave a loud scream and he said, today I have been defeated. Today I have been defeated. And so that is why Mustadrak ibn Hakim, Mustadrak lil Hakim, there is one narration, Ad-du'a silahul mu'min. That dua is the weapon of a believer. Dua is the weapon of a believer. Let us make this firm promise, brothers, myself, yourselves, everybody, that inshallah we will be regular. Have a checklist. You know, every time you have business, you'll see, oh, you know, how much money did I earn today? Kitne paise? What is the profit? You know, you have your mobile phone, you want to see how much money is there in your account. You know, what are the losses? What is happening? You know, everything is itemized. But what about soul searching for yourself? Imagine if death is in front of you. Have we repented for the things that we have done? Allah, give us the tawfiq. How long does it take? And repent with sincerity. And you see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the understanding. That is the meaning of at-tawwab. May Allah give us the tawfiq that we become from those that the Quran describes as inna Allaha yuhibbu at-tawwabin. So inshallah, brothers, just for a few minutes, let us think that the heart is being cleansed and that it is taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us purify the heart and concentrate and think that the heart is taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم نستغفرك ونتوب إليك نستغفرك ونتوب إليك نستغفرك ونتوب إليك يا تواب نستغفرك ونتوب إليك يا تواب سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير برحمتك يا رب.